My name's Joanna Cavenna, and I'm reading from my new novel, The Birth of Love. It was barely mid-morning, and Bridget Hayes felt already as if she'd been awake for a dozen hours. She was smiling at her son, trying to please him, struggling against a latent sense of failure. She was not certain, but she feared this was failure, that she was failing her son. There was a gulf between them. On one side, his dynamism, brightness, his vivid urges to do, to consume, to understand. On the other, her basic attempts to subsist, to endure the day. He was ambitious, incessantly curious. She was faded, fading before his eyes, though still she was smiling and holding out her hands to him. She had left childbearing late, and so at 39 she set about it zealously, but fearing the worst. 20 months later she had Callum. 17 months after his birth she was expecting another baby, as yet unnamed. As yet invisible, trapped within her, though due any day. This child would be the last, she was sure of that. She had hardly expected to have one child when she began trying 3 years ago. Two was more than enough. Two was extraordinary if she took the time to think about it. But she rarely took the time. When she wasn't dealing with her son and the physical demands of pregnancy, she was working, dull copy editing work, but she did it because they needed the money. She had given up her teaching job, but now she pored over manuscripts and wrote symbols in the margins. She was precise and disciplined in her work, chaotic and self-critical with her child. It didn't make any sense. She was tired and not quite well. At night she could not sleep. She would lie for hours in the dark, waiting for exhaustion to drag her under. She could scarcely breathe or find a comfortable way to lie. So she listened to the nocturnal whispers of the radio, watched the sky change. Often it was dawn before she slept. That had ruined her well enough, and then during the days Patrick went out to work and she stumbled around the house. He was worried about her, she knew. He told her she must stay inside, rest whenever she could. Still the other day she'd aimed at defiance, she had grown so bored at home. She had forced Callum into his pushchair and walked to the local park. After that she coughed her throat raw, she'd scarcely slept at all. Worst of all, Patrick kept praising her. He said he didn't know how she managed it all. He was trying to encourage her, though it made her feel alone too, that her experience was untranslatable, obscure to him. He did not perceive that she was half mad with fatigue, and yet she rose each day and knew she must play her part. She must be a mother to her son. She must be measured with him, never raise her voice to him, even when her blood was curdling with frustration. Yet often she felt so happy, so overwhelmed with love. Everything was incoherent and ragged, and she could not explain it to Patrick. She mostly blamed him when things were hard. She wanted him to experience it too, the relentlessness, how it did not end, and you could never rest, how it was beautiful and it smashed you to pieces at the same time. But he usually came home after Callum was in bed, found her collapsed and monosyllabic on the sofa. She told herself each day she must remember. He was a wonderful father, a wonderful husband. This would soon be over. Then everything got clouded. This chemical exhaustion took hold of her and she slipped again.